Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 7, Texts 18 through 37. Killing the Demon, Trinavarta. Text 18. One day, a year after Krishna's appearance, Mother Yasoda was patting her son on her lap. But suddenly, she felt the child to be heavier than a mountain peak, and she could no longer bear his weight. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lala Yanti. Sometimes a mother lifts her child, and when the child falls in her hands, the child laughs, and the mother also enjoys the pleasure. Yasoda used to do this, but this time, Krishna became very heavy, and she could not bear his weight. Under the circumstances, it is to be understood that Krishna was aware of the coming of Trinavartasura, who would take him away from his mother. Krishna knew that when Trinavarta came and took him away from his mother's lap, Mother Yasoda would be greatly bereaved. He did not want his mother to suffer any difficulty from the demon. Therefore, because he is the source of everything, tanmadya asyatyataha, he assumed the heaviness of the entire universe. The child was on the lap of Yasoda, who was therefore in possession of everything in the world. But when the child assumed such heaviness, she had to put him down in order to give Trinavartasura an opportunity to take him away and play with him for some time before the child returned to the lap of his mother. Text 19. Feeling the child to be as heavy as the entire universe, and therefore being anxious, thinking that perhaps the child was being attacked by some other ghost or demon, the astonished Mother Yasoda put the child down on the ground and began to think of Narayan. Foreseeing disturbances, she called for the Brahmins to counteract this heaviness, and then she engaged in her other household affairs. She had no alternative than to remember the lotus feet of Narayan, for she could not understand that Krishna was the original source of everything. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yasoda did not understand that Krishna was the heaviest of all heavy things, and that Krishna rests within everything. Matstani sarvabhutani. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Krishna is everywhere in his impersonal form, and everything rests upon him. Nonetheless, na chaham tvev avashtitaha. Krishna is not everywhere. Mother Yasoda was unable to understand this philosophy because she was dealing with Krishna as his real mother by the arrangement of Yoga Maya. Not understanding the importance of Krishna, she could only seek shelter of Narayan for Krishna's safety and call the Brahmins to counteract the situation. Text 20. While the child was sitting on the ground, a demon named Trinavarta, who was a servant of Kamsa's, came there as a whirlwind at Kamsa's instigation and very easily carried the child away into the air. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's heaviness was unbearable for the child's mother, but when Trinavartasura came, he immediately carried the child away. This was another demonstration of Krishna's inconceivable energy. When the Trinavarta demon came, Krishna became lighter than the grass so that the demon could carry him away. This was Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Krishna's blissful, transcendental pleasure. Text 21. Covering the whole land of Gokul with particles of dust, that demon, acting as a strong whirlwind, covered everyone's vision and began vibrating everywhere with a greatly fearful sound. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Trinavartasura assumed the form of a whirlwind and covered with a dust storm the whole tract of land, known as Gokul, so that no one could see even the nearest thing. Texts 22 through 25. For a moment, the whole pasturing ground was overcast with dense darkness from the dust storm, and Mother Yasoda was unable to find her son where she had placed him. Because of the bits of sand thrown about by Trinavarta, people could not see themselves or anyone else, and thus they were illusioned and disturbed. Because of the dust storm stirred up by the strong whirlwind, Mother Yasoda could find no trace of her son, nor could she understand why. Thus she fell down on the ground like a cow who had lost her calf and began to lament very pitifully. When the force of the dust storm and the winds subsided, Yasoda's friends, the other gopis, approached Mother Yasoda, hearing her pitiful crying. Not seeing Krishna present, they too felt very much aggrieved and joined Mother Yasoda in crying, their eyes full of tears. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This attachment for the gopis to Krishna is wonderful and transcendental. The center of all the activities of the gopis was Krishna. When Krishna was there, they were happy, and when Krishna was not there, they were unhappy. Thus, when Mother Yasoda was lamenting Krishna's absence, the other ladies also began to cry. Text 26. Having assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind, the demon Trinavarta took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna became heavier than the demon had to stop his force and could go no further. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is a competition in yogic power between Krishna and Trinavartasura. By practicing mystic yoga, asuras generally attain some perfection in the eight siddhis, or perfections, namely anima, laghima, mahima, prapti, prakamya, ishitva, vashitva, and kamavasayitva. But although the demon may acquire such powers to a very limited extent, he cannot compete with the mystic power of Krishna. For Krishna is Yogeshvara, the source of all mystic power. Yatra Yogeshvaro Hari. No one can compete with Krishna. Sometimes, of course, having acquired a fragmental portion of Krishna's mystic power, asuras demonstrate their power to the foolish public and assert themselves to be God, not knowing that God is the supreme Yogeshvara. Here also, we see that Trinavarta assumed the Mahima city and took Krishna away as if Krishna were an ordinary child. But Krishna also became a mystic Mahima Siddha. When Mother Yasoda was carrying him, he became so heavy that his mother, who was usually accustomed to carrying him, could not bear him and had to place him down on the ground. Thus, Trinavarta had been able to take Krishna away in the presence of Mother Yasoda. But when Krishna, high in the sky, assumed the Mahima Siddhi, the demon, unable to go further, was obliged to stop his force and come down according to Krishna's desire. One should not therefore compete with Krishna's mystic power. Devotees automatically have all mystic power, but they do not like to compete with Krishna. Instead, they fully surrender to Krishna, and their yogic power is demonstrated by Krishna's mercy. Devotees can show mystic power so powerful that a demon could not even dream of it, but they never try to demonstrate it for their personal sense gratification. Whatever they do is for the service of the Lord, and therefore they are always in a position superior to that of the demons. There are many karmis, yogis, and gyanis who artificially try to compete with Krishna, and thus ordinary, foolish people who do not care to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from authorities consider some rascal yogi to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the present moment, there are many so-called Babas who present themselves as incarnations of God by showing some insignificant mystic wonder. And foolish people regard them as God because of lacking knowledge of Krishna. Text 27. Because of Krishna's weight, Trinavarta considered him to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. But because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Trinavarta intended to take Krishna up in the sky and kill him, but Krishna enjoyed the pastime of riding on Trinavarta's body and traveling for a while in the sky. Thus, Trinavarta's attempt to kill Krishna failed, while Krishna, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha, enjoyed this pastime. Now, since Trinavarta was falling because of Krishna's heaviness, he wanted to save himself by throwing Krishna off from his neck, but was unable to do so because Krishna held him very tightly. Consequently, this would be the last time for Trinavarta's yogic power. Now he was going to die by the arrangement of Krishna. Texts 28 and 29. With Krishna grasping him by the throat, Trinavarta choked, unable to make even a sound or even to move his hands and legs. His eyes popping out, the demon lost his life and fell, along with the little boy, down to the ground of Braj. While the gopis, who had gathered, were crying for Krishna, the demon fell from the sky onto a big slab of stone, his limbs dislocated, as if he had been pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva, like Tripurasura. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In transcendental life, as soon as devotees of the Lord merge in lamentation, they immediately experience the Lord's transcendental activities and merge in transcendental bliss. Actually, such devotees are always in transcendental bliss, and such apparent calamities provide a further impetus for that bliss. Text 30. The gopis immediately picked Krishna up from the chest of the demon and delivered him, freed from all inauspiciousness, to Mother Yasoda. Because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt, and now free from all danger and misfortune, The gopis and cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, were extremely happy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The demon fell flat from the sky, and Krishna was playing on his chest very happily, uninjured and free from misfortune. Not at all disturbed because of being taken high in the sky by the demon, Krishna was playing and enjoying. This is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. In any condition, Krishna is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He has no unhappiness. Others might have thought that he was in difficulty, but because the demon's chest was sufficiently broad to play on, the baby was happy in all respects. It was most astonishing that although the demon went so high in the sky, the child did not fall down. Therefore, the child had been saved virtually from the mouth of death. Now that he was saved, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were happy. Text 31. It is most astonishing that although this innocent child was taken away by the Rakshasa to be eaten, he has returned without having been killed or even injured. Because this demon was envious, cruel, and sinful, he has been killed for his own sinful activities. This is the law of nature. An innocent devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and a sinful person is always vanquished for his sinful life. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna conscious life means innocent, devotional life, and a sadhu is one who is fully devoted to Krishna. As confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 9:30, Bhajate mam ananya bhak, sadhur eva samantavya. Anyone fully attached to Krishna is a sadhu. Nanda Maharaj and the gopis and the other cowherd men could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a human child, and that his life was not in danger under any circumstances. Rather, because of their intense parental love for Krishna, they thought that Krishna was an innocent child and had been saved by the Supreme Lord. In the material world, because of intense lust and desire for enjoyment, one becomes implicated in sinful life more and more. Kama esha krodha esha raja guna samudbhava. Therefore, the quality of fear is one of the aspects of material life. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, the process of devotional service, shravanam kirtanam, diminishes one's polluted life of material existence, and one is purified and protected by the Supreme Lord. Shrinvatam svakata Krishna punya shravane kirtana. In devotional life, one has faith in this process. Such faith is one of the six kinds of surrender. Rakshishya titi visvasa, from the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11, 676. One of the processes of surrender is that one should simply depend on Krishna, convinced that he will give one protection. That Krishna will protect his devotee is a fact, and Nanda Maharaj and the other inhabitants of Vrindavan accepted this very simply, although they did not know that the Supreme Lord himself was present before them. There have been many instances in which a devotee, like Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj, has been put into difficulty, even by his father, but he has been saved under all circumstances. Therefore, our only business is to become Krishna conscious and depend fully on Krishna for all protection. Text 32. Nanda Maharaj and the others said, "We must previously have performed austerities for a long time, worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performed pious activities for public life, constructing public roads and wells, and also given charity, as a result of which, this boy, although faced with death, has returned to give happiness to his relatives." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj confirmed that by pious activities one can become a sadhu, so that one will be happy at home and one's children will be protected. In Shastra, there are many injunctions for karmis and gyanis, especially for karmis, by which they can become pious and happy, even in material life. According to Vedic civilization, one should perform activities for the benefit of the public, such as constructing public roads, planting trees on both sides of the roads so that people can walk in the shade, and constructing public wells so that everyone can take water without difficulty. One should perform austerity to control one's desires, and one must simultaneously worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one becomes pious. And as a result, one is happy, even in material conditions of life. Text 33. Having seen all these incidents in Brihatvan, Nanda Maharaj became more and more astonished, and he remembered the words spoken to him by Vasudev in Mathura. Texts 34 through 36. One day, Mother Yasoda, having taken Krishna up and placed him on her lap, was feeding him milk from her breast with maternal affection. The milk was flowing from her breast, and the child was drinking it. O King Parikshit, when the child Krishna was almost finished drinking his mother's milk, and Mother Yasoda was touching him and looking at his beautiful, brilliantly smiling face, the baby yawned, and Mother Yasoda saw in his mouth the whole sky, the upper planetary system and the earth, the luminaries in all directions, the sun, the moon, fire, air, the seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, all kinds of living entities, moving and non-moving. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Krishna's pastimes with Mother Yasoda were all regarded as ordinary. So here was an opportunity for Krishna to show his mother that the whole universe is situated within him. In his small form, Krishna was kind enough to show his mother the Virat Rupa, the universal form, so that she could enjoy seeing what kind of child she had on her lap. The rivers have been mentioned here as the daughters of the mountains, Nagams Taduhritra. It is the flowing of the rivers that makes big forests possible. There are living entities everywhere, some of them moving, and some of them not moving. No place is vacant. This is a special feature of God's creation. Text 37. When Mother Yasoda saw the whole universe within the mouth of her child, her heart began to throb, and in astonishment she wanted to close her restless eyes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because of her pure, maternal love, Mother Yasoda thought that this wonderful child playing so many tricks must have had some disease. She did not appreciate the wonders shown by her child. Rather, she wanted to close her eyes. She was expecting another danger, and therefore her eyes became restless, like those of a deer cub. This was all the arrangement of Yoga Maya. The relationship between Mother Yasoda and Krishna is one of pure maternal love. In that love, Mother Yasoda did not very much appreciate the display of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's opulences. At the beginning of this chapter, two extra verses sometimes appear. Evam bahuni karmani gopanam sam sayoshitam nandasya gehi vavridhe korvan vishnu janardana. In this way, to chastise and kill the demons, the child Krishna demonstrated many activities in the house of Nanda Maharaj, and the inhabitants of Braj enjoyed these incidences. Evam sa vavrade Vishnur nanda gehe janardana korvan anisam anandam gopalanam sa yoshitam. To increase the transcendental pleasure of the gopas and gopis, Krishna, the killer of all demons, was thus raised by his father and mother, Nanda and Yasoda. Sripad Vijayatvaj Tirtha also adds another verse after the third verse in this chapter. Vistare neha karunat sarva papa pranasanam vartum arhasi dharmagya dalayus tvam iti prabhu. Purikit Maharaj then requested Sukadev Goswami to continue speaking such narrations about the pastimes of Krishna so that the king could enjoy them from transcendental bliss. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Killing of the Demon, Trinavarta.